Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Getting some headlines here brought to us by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They're going for their sixth win in a row, taking on the Boston Celtics. 7:30 is your tip-off tonight from Beantown. 6:15 preheat with Alejandro Solana. This is a show me something game. This is a show me something game, boys.
Show me
a little, show me a little something.
Is that new? Do we have?
This is show me something. You know, because like this Boston team has been kicking the snot out of the Heat for a while. And this has obviously been a tough year. But the Heat riding high right now, yeah, they've beat up on some putrid competition. But a five-game win streak is a five-game win streak.
That's right.
And we roll in tonight.
Yeah.
Into Boston.
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo.
That's right.
Tyler Hero.
That guy.
Pella Larson.
Eventually.
What do you mean eventually?
Well, like the second unit, probably.
No, he's been starting the last two games.
I don't think so.
No, what do you mean you don't think so? He has.
Austin, though, you know?
What are you talking about? He's been the third leading scorer the last two games.
Got to get taller.
What?
Got to get big.
Come out where?
Yeah.
I guess Alec Burks, he's kind of been shooting hot.
Oh,
lately.
What about that guy?
Huh? We don't have Andrew Wiggins. Yeah. His hamstring is not working right now.
What a shocker.
And then Duncan Robinson is the spine thing.
Too horny.
We don't know that. You can't just throw things like that out there.
He humped his spine out of his pelvis or something.
Perhaps Jaime Jaquez Jr. found something.
Whoa. Maybe he's back.
Terry Rozier revenge game?
Well.
Revenge what?
Well, you know, they got rid of him. They sent him to the Hornets.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to feel some type of way about that.
All downhill after
Never
that.
Got to have that playoff series there last year. And he's, you know, he was shooting hot. So maybe he's got something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the investigation.
Mm-hmm. What's
that? Nothing. Okay. So tonight.
Yeah.
You show me something, Miami Heat.
All right.
Do you got Bam Adebayo on this matchup? Bam Adebayo has thoughts on the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And tonight's game, and here's the captain.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go out there, play to our best of our ability, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it. Hey.
I love chips.
You're messing with their hype.
I know I am. But I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. I know Tobin.
What?
If somebody had ever said, oh, we're going to go out and play hard, whatever happens, happens, you would flip out. No, dude, I need a win.
I did want a little bit more. I did want
a little right.
Right. I did want a little bit more.
Like, we sit here. We sit here. Like
Bam Adebayo under promise.
He gave you the old company line and you put it in your hype video.
Bam Adebayo.
Company line in the hype video.
Here's Bam. We'll see what happens. We're going to do our best.
And y'all just, you think I'm just going to let that go?
Bam was like, no. What do you want Bam to say? He goes, you see what Drew Holiday does every time he faces Tyler Hero?
But
we got it going tonight, what, Leroy.
Yeah, we do.
You sold it like he was going out there putting up bulletin board material. And then he said, hey, we're going to go out there and play hard, whatever happens.
Under promise, over deliver.
Really did think there was a little bit more to that.
And there's a lot of guys questionable for the Celtics tonight. Yeah. A lot of guys are questionable. Al Horford.
Oh, yeah. He's
questionable.
So old.
Drew Holiday, questionable. Kristaps Porzingis lives his life, questionable.
I haven't even seen him all season.
And Jaylen Brown's questionable.
I don't think you're saying that.
Well, you know, the chips fall where they may.
When I said what, three questionables ago, yes. Nobody said nothing.
It's very strange.
Well, he wasn't going to stop until he officially came to a stop.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I said something about it, then
so
he
said. So
now
we're questioning your questionable.
No. When I questioned it, then he threw five more in for good measure.
There you go.
Exactly.
I know how he operates.
Chips fall where they may. Chips fall where they may. Chips fall where they may.
Could you imagine that as a chant?
Whatever happens,
people
happens.
People would mess it up.
That's big crazy. Effort. Chips fall where they may.
We're going to try hard.
We're going to try hard. Yes.
What? This rivalry? We were there.
Yeah. I would have been better off if he would have said, yeah, we're going to go out here and try to keep this thing going. We playing good basketball right now. And like,
I don't think maybe we're off base. Can we hear his tone? Maybe his tone was a little off. Let's hear Bam Adebayo once again.
His tone sounds like they don't have a damn chance.
Six straight season-long win streak for the Miami Heat if they win.
We're still hungry.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go out there, play to our best of our ability, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah! That's right!
Yeah. It was there.
Hey.
Man, we're gonna just, you know.
Put it this way.
Out there and do it.
Let me ask you, Toby.
That was good, but
if you had $100 for a chili pepper, those comments were not reassuring.
No, I can't say they're reassuring. I can't say that.
But in fairness to Bam, he said the right thing. Right?
You want to hear Eric Spoelstra?
We're just making fun.
Here's Eric Spoelstra on tonight's game. This is what Coach Spo had to say. The chips fall where they may. The chips fall where they may.
Competitors, so they're going to look forward to this. It's not like we're going to, you know, be ducking the competition or anything like that, but we've developed some much better habits. Process has been solid. Guys are gaining confidence. I think all of this kind of build up the adversity and playing well. Hopefully we give us a real good shot at it in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to show up.
We ain't ducking nobody.
We are going to show up to
We're
this
here.
Game. We're not scared.
We're here.
You think I haven't gotten my ass kicked by Peyton Pritchard before?
Oh. Wow.
Chips fall where they may.
Final headline. Carmelo Anthony got elected to the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Melo!
Oh, okay. I didn't even know they were doing that.
There is nothing funnier than that D-Wade Carmelo commercial.
Which one?
Oh, it's a mini Melo! It's a mini Melo!
Who else? Any other notable names?
That was the only one that I saw in headlines wise. I don't know if there was like a whole class that got announced, but they. I think this was a Shams bomb. I think he leaked that Carmelo's going in. I don't know who else is on the ballot this year.
Come on,
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, I forgot Melo was on the Thunder.
Melo was on the Thunder. Wow,
and the Lakers. Anybody remember Melo on the Lakers with LeBron at the end of his career?
Very strange.
He didn't play.
That's the chips falling where they may.
I mean, they got that banana boat together about 5 years too late. And they never got them all together at the same time.
D-Red's like, nah.
Like, LeBron just played with one or two, except for who didn't play? He didn't play with
– he never played with CP3, I don't think.
He didn't play with CP3. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, look, the other finalists include Dwight Howard, Buck Williams, and Marquise Johnson. I don't know those last two.
Dwight Howard should get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You think so?
How many D-Poys did he win?
Yeah,
two?
At least,
three?
I think three, maybe. Dwight Howard, D-Poys.
I would say like 2000.
It's not, the scariest times. Thing about Dwight Howard is, this is the scariest thing to me
three
about
times
Dwight
in a
Howard.
Row. Oof.
LeBron is taller than him.
Yep. Dwight Howard, like 2009 to like 2012.
Yeah.
Monster.
He was an 8-time All-Star, 5-time first team from 2008-2012, and a 4-time All-Defensive first team 2009.
He's for sure getting in the Hall of Fame.
First and only player to win the DPOY 3 consecutive seasons.
And he won a title in the bubble.
And a dunk competition as well. Yeah, he deserves it. That's nice. Shaq hates him.
I don't know why.
Hates him, dude.
Hates him. Hates his ass.
Wow.
Take a break. Back after this.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the
Somebody Tobin said
and
chip.
Leroy Show. What's up?
Somebody said chip, so...
So you got some chips?
So you decided to get some chips. Are they under your chair?
Yeah.
And dip.
Oh, and dip. Well, you know what they say. You know, you put your hands upon my hip. When I dip, you dip.
Those chips.
There you go. There you go.
What chips were you eating, really?
I have, what are those little, like, I forgot what they're called. Like crackers.
Pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm. That's popcorn.
Mm. That
is my dip.
Yeah.
Is salsa, cheese, ground meat, jalapenos.
Jesus.
That's like, oh, okay.
Goodness. It's a meat sauce. All those chips talk that we did last segment drove Leroy to get some.
He got hungry. And that 15 minutes of heat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit my line at HollywoodKia.com. We gave away all our 4-pack. We good, Marcos?
We
all our
all
4-packs.
Good.
Everybody got their tickets.
Indeed. Indeed.
We're
going
to be out at Live tomorrow. Live, live.
Live, live.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah.
Golf is
cool meant thing.
For-
This year, we get to park on site.
Oh.
That is exciting. That is exciting.
I do? I don't have to walk?
Yeah. No.
I mean, I don't have to, like, take the shuttle?
Yeah, the shuttle.
That's what they say.
Was a shuttle last year?
That's what they say, Bam.
It was far away, too.
The shuttle took me so far, and then they couldn't find my credentials anywhere, so I had to go to, like, 5 different rooms.
I do love you got a face that's not trustworthy, so they're probably like, for sure. Mm-hmm. She's on the no golf list.
Yeah, we've heard about you.
Oh, we've heard about you. She's a hot mom.
I can honestly say.
She stole food from the Panthers.
How many golfers would you know if they walked up to you and said hi?
Me?
Possibly, just one.
Oh, really?
That's I think amazing. I would know, like, I was doing this yesterday because I gave them a list of people I want to talk to, and I was like, I probably recognize like 5.
Really?
That's 5.
Amazing. What about,
I know Dustin Johnson because we saw him vaping by our stage secretly last year. I was like, is that
Can Dustin? I bring a cone tonight?
I was like, is that Dustin Johnson?
You would know Phil.
I know Phil. I know what DeChambeau looks like. I know what Koepka looks like, obviously.
Yeah.
How about Sergio?
I would know Sergio. I would know Bubba, but I'd have to be like, hey,
You would know Bubba because he's kind of tall compared to golfers.
And he's the only one who wears that hat, that weird visor. He wears like that. He wears the visor, but it's a weird. It's like the Steve Spurrier visor, like it's high, you know. He might be wearing his Pensacola Wahoos hat, Marlins A-ball team.
No, he got to wear the team uniform.
Oh, that's right. They have uniforms.
Yeah.
Could I ask Bubba Watson, do you guys have torpedo bats with the Pensacola Wahoos?
Ooh. What about a torpedo club?
Ooh, well, they had that. Leroy was explaining that. They had basically torpedo club. They had to take the regulations down.
What?
So the way golf works.
Tomorrow is his Super Bowl.
Keep in mind, back in the day, used to use a wood driver, wood irons. And the grooves of the clubs used to be cut a certain way. What happened was these guys got so good, especially with the metal woods coming out, they got so good that the grooves, even if you were hitting it out of the rough, your ball would get spin on it, which there was no penalty for hitting it in the rough. So they changed the rule about how thick, how deep the grooves could be in your irons. And then with the whole metal wood thing, then they start using like carbon fiber. They start using different materials, and then they realized that the golf club had too much spring. So then they adjust that. But so it's a thing in a work in progress. Same thing with you used to be able to take your putter and anchor it on your chest.
Oh yeah, I remember that. The two handers.
You can't do that.
Like this.
Yeah. Now you can't do that. You can't anchor it on your chest.
I'm glad about that.
They still use it, but it's suspended in air. It's not anchored on the chest.
Delightful. Tonight, we got a lot of action. You got Heat, Celtics. We're going to see where the chips fall. 7:30 is your tip-off tonight from TD Garden. Cats, and that's on QAM. Cats. They're taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're not taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was the last Cat win in regulation, by the way, was the Maple Leafs.
Man, I was looking at like a lot of overtime.
A lot of OTs, yeah.
Extra time.
See if we can get one within 60 tonight.
Yeah.
7:30 is the puck drop. You can hear that game on 7:90, the Tick Cat tonight. Panthers preview at 7 o'clock, getting you ready for all that action. And the Marlins will wrap up their series this afternoon at 4:40. Connor Gillespie on the mound.
And then if you want to watch Midnight Sports,
the Pinks! Pinks at 11:30 in the first leg of their quarterfinal Champions Cup against LAFC.
Mm.
So it is a packed night of sports. But, you know, just got...
What's going on?
It feels like we should talk to David Dwork again about that Panthers game tonight. I don't know about
you. Feeling all right? You may need to switch your shirt.
I was feeling pretty replayable. If you missed it, David Dwork from the Hockey News and the Hockey Show from Metalark Media will break all things Panthers down before this monster matchup tonight. He'll join us next.